Welcome to episode 160 of the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney, and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist, endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. Thank you for listening. As many of you know that listen, I just completed the Mendocino 50K, so I'm about two weeks out of that and recovering nicely. Now on to triathlon training. We're scheduled to do the Ironman Chattanooga in September. So had to get back in the pool today. Once I get there, I love it, but I just hate the thought of going and being a little cold for those first couple laps and getting wet. It's really funny. Once I can get myself to the pool and get in the water, I'm fine. But, you know, there's something about it. I'm just a runner at heart, like putting on my tennis shoes and going out the door. We did get on the bikes for the first time in a long while on Sunday and took a little bike ride on our road bikes. And that was good. It's amazing the different muscles you use. Running after the 50K, I was still tight. My hips were tight. My low back was tight, mainly because of the change in terrain of running up the hills and down the hills that I'm not used to living here in Florida. And so my legs took a little longer to recover on the running aspect of things, but, I got on the bike, I didn't feel it at all. And you would think you would be using some of the same muscles. And then again, in the pool today, we do a lot of kicking drills early on. And I thought I kind of dreaded that starting, other than my ankles being a little stiff, from not using, my feet to swim. But my legs felt fine. And actually I had a good swim. So I was happy about that and kind of giggled that, it wasn't bad as what I thought it was going to be. And the other thing that was interesting, after you come off an event that takes 8 hours, and you're kind of grueling along, when you think about swimming 200 yards, a couple minutes, or repeating a set that may take 15 minutes, it's just not that bad. So it's amazing, again, how your mindset, can really help you or hurt you, depending on, what road you choose, I guess, to go down. This coming weekend, May the 5th, I'll be speaking at the Sarasota Veg Fest. It's their first Veg Fest that they've had. They've got a lot of great vendors and speakers going on. So if you're in the area in Sarasota, Tampa Bay area, come on down. I'm speaking at 1 o'clock. Love to meet you. It's always nice to run into people that listen to the podcast. So I'd really enjoy that. Last weekend, blueberries are in season here in Florida, so I went blueberry picking, and it's again great food for its antioxidants and brain function and recovery. So I try to add red or blueberries of some sort every morning or every day to my nutrition plan. So it's nice when you can go out and pick your own, and they're fresh. So I actually picked 6 gallons, and it was a beautiful sunny day in Florida. And the guy that owns the farm also had some peach trees, so I also got treated to small Florida peaches that are just absolutely great. So again, it's always good to get local fresh fruit and enjoy doing that. Probably get out one or two more times. His vines were hurt. We had a hurricane last fall, and then we had some cold weather, and then we had a lot of wind, and it actually hurt their vines a lot. So the blueberries here in Florida aren't quite, as plentiful as they have been in the past, which is kind of sad. But I got my 6 gallons, and probably go out again and try to store up some. I wash them and put them in the freezer, and so I have them to use in the future. So if I get lucky, sometimes my frozen berries will last me well into the summer. If I get out to pick enough. Mango season is just right behind. The mangoes are starting to come in the store. Not so much local yet, but it's great to drive by everybody's trees and see the mangoes hanging. Different varieties come in season at different times. But usually end of May, 1st of June, local Florida mangoes start becoming available, and they'll go through July, August in some time. So this is always an exciting season. Our mango trees have some fruit on them, but not a lot. So we have a lot of baby mango trees. So hopefully next year we'll get more fruit to kind of take care of us again through the summer or the fall when mango season's gone. Watermelon season is now coming in Florida. So watermelons are great. So I add those again to my morning breakfast. And of course, I like watermelon for hydration after runs. And in the evening, a tip for you, if you have a watermelon that's not that great, that's starting to get maybe a little pithy, or it wasn't as sweet as you thought, use it to make smoothies. You can actually cut it up, freeze it, and put it in bags, and then take it out to use smoothies, or just make smoothies as you go, because you can blend a lot of watermelon up and juice it, you know, or put it in the blender and make juices in it. Smoothie with it. And one of my favorites is watermelon and black cherry and banana. So if you get a chance, try one of those. But again, watermelon is so hydrating after a long run. So give it a shot. Lots of antioxidants, lots of vitamin C, fiber. You know, can't push it enough. There have been a lot of summits on the internet lately. There was a fasting summit, and now Ocean and John Robbins have the Food Revolution Summit going on. It's still going on the rest of this week, so if you haven't tuned into that, I would encourage you to. There's a lot of good talks. They play them for free. They play them live, and then the next day they play them for free as well, so check them out. A lot of good information. The fasting summit was good. You know, I take some of it with a grain of salt. It's not all plant-based information. So sometimes there are people are looking for hacks. And, you know, my takeaway is that, you know, I don't think hacks are the way to go in life. And I don't think the hacks are the way to go in nutrition. You know, we're told as kids over and over, do it the right way. Hard work pays off. You get out of something what you put into it. And I really, you know, am a believer in that. And some fasting community advice will say that, you know, you can do what you want and then you fast and you can turn back the clock, do what you want and fast and turn back the clock, or, you know, do a little bit better and fast and turn back the clock. And I just don't think that's the way to go about things. I think that our bodies need steady, good input. And I'd rather see somebody refine their nutrition and make it better and better as they go, as opposed to have planned bad and poor eating and then try to turn things around by just letting their body heal or recover. I think you're fooling yourself if you don't think you do damage and have to turn things around. One of the great things that I'll share that, you know, we've talked about before, but as far as different ways of eating, you know, anti-cancer benefits, there's a couple ways to go about treating cancer with nutrition. And one is if you can eat something that stops the blood vessel growth into these tumors, then the tumors just shrivel up and go away. And then, of course, you know, eating to prevent DNA damage in the first place, you know, will keep tumors from, you know, getting initiated or even starting to multiply. So, you know, we've talked about before that, you know, the carrot tops are actually have more what we call angiogenesis property than the carrot itself, meaning that it stops blood vessels. So if you have the opportunity to buy organic carrots with the green top still attached, then making those into a tabbouleh can really be beneficial. The same way with mushrooms. They have a lot of anti-cancer properties. And actually, the stems are more and have more anti-cancer benefits and nutritious benefits than the caps. So don't throw the stems down the drain. You know, chop them up, use them for a soup. I just chop mine all up and add it together, which makes a mushroom gravy. You know, I know some chefs, they'll save the mushroom stems to make their sauces out of. Don't throw them away. Make sure you use them. The other great thing, again, is you know, onions, garlics, and leeks, you know, have a tremendous amount of anti-cancer benefits. So if you can add some of those to your diet every day. Some people have onion allergies. They can tolerate leeks. They can tolerate garlic. So make sure you add those. You know, a lot of Indian dishes, you know, people say if one clove of garlic is good, then six is better. It's better than medications as far as, you know, you don't want to take too many pills, but you can't take enough cloves of garlic. Sweet potatoes have been associated with halting or decreasing the incidence of macular degeneration, especially what we call wet macular degeneration. and that's when blood vessels grow over the retina. So, you know, adding sweet potatoes is very easy to your diet. Engine 2 has a recipe where they take sweet potatoes, put black beans, corn, and salsa over top of it. I like black beans in a kale, or I'm sorry, I like sweet potatoes in a kale salad. I'll just microwave my sweet potatoes for 3 or 4 minutes so they're just still a little bit firm and chop them up over a kale salad. I really like that. Last night we made a green soup and had sweet potatoes and white potatoes in. So, you know, eat your sweet potatoes. And then as far as potatoes go, purple potatoes are... starting to be around in most of our stores. You know, when I was growing up, there were white potatoes and red potatoes, but purple potatoes, because of that pigment, just like the blueberries, have a lot of anti-cancer benefits. And they actually, a study was shared by Dr. Lee at the Food Summit, where stage 3 colon cancer people actually had a better survival when they ate a couple servings of purple potatoes every week. So, you know, make sure you're getting your purple potatoes in. So, you know, things like that, it just gives you such an advantage to maintain your health at really, you know, no penalty, no punishment. I talked about all great foods that you can add to your diet. Some people will think that, well, you know, you can eat bad and then you do these good foods. And it's kind of like having a fire and a fire extinguisher. If the fruits and vegetables that we talked about were the fire extinguisher, and, you know, the fire or all the bad things you eat are exposed to, you know, if you have a giant fire, your fire extinguisher is going to run out and you're not going to be able to compete with it. And I think that's a lot like eating bad between fasting episodes. You know, if you do a lot of damage, then, you know, how much can you actually reverse? On the other hand, if you don't start the fires and you just have these fire extinguishers ready to go, then, you know, you can, you're protected. And you don't have to worry. So, you know, to me, I'd rather be protected and not have a fire than to have a fire and worry about what I'm going to do with it. I actually have an interview today. I was contacted by Margot Corey, and Margot and her husband have developed what they call the best deodorant. And he's like, well, okay, so why is a nutrition podcast going to have a talk with somebody that makes deodorant? Well, one, she told me that the deodorant is actually edible. It's made of all natural ingredients. And it's the best deodorant because they've worked years at this formulation and tried everything. They started in their own kitchen to make this deodorant and tested it on a variety of way of people. And it, you know, it works great. And it's cruelty-free, and then recently they pulled this deodorant that they formulated and reformulated the packaging to putting it in a biodegradable package so that it's good for the earth and good for the planet. And even better, they've actually paired with water.org as a campaign for social justice, so that they're sharing the proceeds of this deodorant with water.org so that when you buy deodorant, you're actually helping to supply fresh water to third world countries in need. So it's a great conversation to talk about deodorant and, you know, why we should think about things we put on our skin, because, you know, we actively absorb anything we put on our skin. Sometimes we do it without thinking, but, you know, in medicine, we give people, you know, topical applications of medicines that actually affect their heart, affect their blood pressure, and it's absorbed through the skin. So it's no different from any other product that you put on your skin. You actually absorb it. And one of the things that she's going to bring up is, you know, could there be perhaps an association? Most breast cancers occur in the upper outer quadrant. Guess where we put our deodorant that contains a lot of traditional deodorants contain a lot of chemicals. We're looking, you know, oftentimes when people are looking for deodorant, we just want potent, something that's not going to, you know, going to eliminate you sweating and eliminate you stinking. But some of those potent chemicals can actually harm you over time when you think about doing something day in and day out over many years. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And I hope you enjoy the interview with Margot Corey. Welcome, Margot Corey. You and I, I guess we met on, I guess, Instagram, looking at each other's profile. And you have quite an interesting story that, you know, has taken your business from one thing into another. But through plant-based nutrition, you have quite a great story to share. So maybe take me back at the beginning here when you all decided to become plant-based.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, thank you so much for having me as well. I really appreciate everything that you're doing to create more awareness and all of it. I think it's really, really important. So thanks for that. So I guess I've been plant-based for quite some time. It started over 10 years ago now, and then I kind of went back and forth, and finally 6 years ago decided that I would be completely plant-based. I felt better. I decided to finally do it properly. And my whole family's been plant-based basically since my children, since they've been born. So, and they're pretty much the healthiest children I know. and, you know, our story is that we started changing everything in our life and found that, we just found that it was a really, really simple switch once we decided and made the decision. So
you had a deodorant company before you were plant-based?
We started the timeline's kind of, I guess they go hand in hand. Our story with the deodorant company is, we started changing everything in our life about 10 years ago to more natural, products. We were both sick, my husband and I, and, my husband was actually, we saw a doctor. He had some stuff going on in his body, and including a couple of lumps. And there was only one doctor out of all the ones we saw that attributed all of it to like a toxic burden in our life, like toxic overload, things that we were eating and things in the environment that were not meant to be in our body. And so he encouraged us just to change everything. It was in Kelowna, British Columbia. And the last thing we actually couldn't find was a natural cruelty-free deodorant that worked. So we decided to make our own, and long time ago. That was 8 years ago. We made it for ourselves, and then it didn't become a business until about 6 years ago. So to answer your question, yes, around the same time, exactly.
So tell me a little bit about that experiment. how did this start out? I mean, you know, we're all, you know, that's, I think it's, you know, it's very interesting. A lot of us get our health together, and then we start noticing, well, the products we use. So, you know, we want to take all the toxins out of our environment. And then deodorant's a big thing that when you look at with the aluminum and all the heavy metals and the parabens and all the, you know, it's a chemistry experiment. So when you decided to do a natural chemistry experiment, where did you start?
That's a great question. My husband likes to say we turned our entire kitchen into a deodorant making lab, and that's just what we did. But, you know very well, we change our food. Like, the food's really important, things that go into the body. I believe personal care products are equally important because anything we put on our skin absorbs into our body. And then going even further than that is the packaging. We look at the plastic packaging that our product comes in because plastic leaches into a product, especially if it's hot poured. So that's just a detail I always love to mention because people don't really think about their plastic packaging and how it affects our bodies, the earth, animals, etc. And so basically I pulled some ingredients that I knew would neutralize odor and absorb sweat, because that's what we wanted a deodorant, isn't it? To absorb neutralize our odor. Also, I want to mention, Dr. Delaney, that as a side note, going plant-based, we became less stinky in the process as well, because, you know, once you're especially avoiding the packaged goods and the chemicals, once you're eating very, very clean, our body is actually meant to sweat. That's one way. It's a very natural part of what our body should be doing, is sweating. It's taboo in our culture, and that's why people like to absorb that sweat, which a good deodorant will do after it leaves the body. But it's the stink that we don't want. And so if you're eating clean anyway, you shouldn't have a huge problem with that. However, people do people's bacteria, sometimes we react to like really healthy things like garlic and onions. So you need a good deodorant. We discovered throughout this process, though, that you can't really just pull a bunch of ingredients off the internet and, you know, mix them together and create something, which is what we did at the beginning for ourselves. But once it got we didn't even intend for it to be a business at all. We were doing other things. Once stores started selling out, we saw the potential and decided that we would definitely make a go at it. And just 2 years ago, so the product was in a tin. The product was, it was good. We called it the best deodorant in the world. Marketing was amazing. We became a hugely successful company in our family's eyes. And 2 years ago, we decided to shut everything down because my husband actually, this is what prompted that. My husband had a health scare. He had a surgery, two surgeries in 1 week, and we really almost lost him. So losing your partner makes you almost losing your partner makes you evaluate a lot of things. And one of them was we wanted to wake up every morning feeling good about what we were doing. It was just deodorant. I wanted it to be the best. And also I wanted it to do good for the environment, to be better, not be a burden on the environment. So we changed all that packaging. We changed the formula. I hired a formulator, 33 years experience. She and I kind of put our heads down and formulated what the product is today, which is truly the best. It's actually a science creating a product like this.
Yeah, it's quite an undertaking. So what was, what's your background as far as science, chemistry, business? I mean, you know, quite the entrepreneur to take this on. So what did you start out in? Let's back it up a little bit more as far as what did you do before deodorant?
What's really funny? Well, consulting. I was consulting a lot. I was I'm a doula. I'm a trained doula as well, and I was a teacher way back when I first started after university. I taught in the public school system for years and years and years, and so I taught at the high school level and middle school level. So it was nothing like I'm doing today, but I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. I'm always doing, entrepreneurs, what we do is we create ideas that make someone's life easier, basically. All great inventions in the world have made someone's life easier and millions of people's lives easier if it's a big company. And so that's what I love doing, and that's why this came so naturally to me, wanting to provide a product that is incredible, fulfill a need, safe, it's edible, it works, effective. But we took it further than that. Now, I don't want to be in business if it's not making a positive social impact on the world. So every jar sold in our company, we provide one full year of clean drinking water to someone in need. That's our, that's what we do, basically. So I'm most passionate about that. And we're providing a lot of clean drinking water because, our goal is to sell a lot of deodorant.
And how did that connection get started?
We discovered, as soon as we discovered that there are close to 800 million people on this planet that do not have access to water.
Wow.
And in fact, mothers like me have to walk 7-8 hours a day just to fetch some clean drinking water for their children. So when we discovered that, water is life. In fact, there's so many causes out there, but when you really come down to the basic needs of people, water is definitely top of the list. And so what we're doing, we've partnered with water.org, Matt Damon and Gary White's company, and we narrowed it down. We figured out the numbers and everything. And we're every jar sold, we're able to do that one full year of clean drinking water. And that's a lot. A lot of people say that's a lot on a company, but it's crazy what ends up happening. We've become more popular in the process, which wasn't our intention to begin with. It was to provide clean water. But people love a product that has this, the cause, the social, positive social impact attached to it.
And how has that grown as far as, when you started 2 years ago and the water that you, what do the numbers look like now?
We are just relaunching. 2 years ago, pulled it off the shelf. It hasn't been in any store since. We wanted to perfect the everything about it. We're launching a campaign that will allow us to have enough inventory never to run out again, because this is our problem. We cannot produce it fast enough for our stores to keep it in stock. or our customers. And so that's where we're at right now. Also, the packaging is 100% biodegradable. And I will put this out there for anyone listening on your show or anyone you know that has a product company, whether it's supplements or a product like ours, it is definitely possible to find a nice biodegradable packaging that it, we're a zero plastic company. Mm-hmm. And even if they need to reach out to us and figure out how we did it, I'm happy to share because our earth is worth it. There's more plastic in the ocean today than fish.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've seen the Plastic Ocean movie and it probably affected me as much as forks over knives.
Me too. You're absolutely right. And the whole mission, you know, how you and I, we talk a lot about animals and how being on a plant-based diet, like really, it's actually better for the environment and all of the above. Well, plastic kills more animals than you could ever imagine. Gets in their bodies, they get stuck in it, they choke to death, all of this stuff, and then it ends up back in our bodies too. So the three missions we have are the water, providing water for people, zero plastic company, and the third one actually is for the animals. The first day of every month, we call it Impact Day, we give 100% of our sales to an animal advocacy group, which helps animals. So I want to encourage other companies to know that you can build huge, huge companies, very successful companies, and do very well at the same time doing this social good for the world. We don't have to harm our environment and our own bodies and other animals to build a company like this.
Where is the manufacturing? Is it in Canada there?
It's no longer in Canada. We've taken it out of our kitchen. It's been years. We've been manufacturing it in Florida. And in fact, we're in transition again right now. We're just looking for a manufacturer that can scale with our company.
Wow.
But it was right in Florida.
Wow. We only think, you know, I live in Florida, obviously. And
yep.
I always think of Florida being, you know, resort industry. You know, that's it's healthcare, education, and travel and leisure. But yeah, so that's very cool.
Very cool. There's so much opportunity everywhere. And manufacturing and shipping, there's so many moving parts to think about, but I love to try to keep things in North America as much as we can. So.
Very good. So things are moved. So when will it actually be available for purchase?
We have it open for pre-sale right now because people just want to, you know, I have people buying like 4 years at a time or something, but it's available for purchase directly after our campaign. I'll encourage people to actually do it through the campaign because we have so many fun perks and we've managed to bring the price down. Like we're offering it at a very deep discount through the campaign. Mm-hmm. The price is almost half because we've sourced the right ingredients. And also they're truly cruelty-free ingredients because sometimes companies claim that it's cruelty free and it's really, you really have to dig deep and find out where the ingredients come from.
Wow.
So the campaign to answer your question, and eventually through our site and we'll be back on Amazon as well. And then in stores, across North America.
So if we go to your website, then we can get, we can purchase through the campaign now.
You can, yeah. Actually, the website, you can purchase through the website. And the campaign will be going live here in the next couple of weeks, the actual campaign.
Very good. So you're very busy.
We are very busy, yes, yeah. Yes, we are. But it's wonderful, and I appreciate so much you bringing these. To me, it's about the causes. It's about what we're able to do with a company like ours, and I appreciate you bringing that to people's minds.
Well, it's fabulous, fabulous what you're doing because, you know, it's kind of blowing my mind. If I'm sitting here, you know, all that you've done in such a short period of time, I was a big, you know, big fan of the Clif Bars, you know, and he basically started that in his mother's kitchen, you know, making an energy bar that he could kind of ride his bike on that was organic and, you know, easily sourced. And of course, I think when you become plant-based, is somewhat out of necessity. There's certainly a lot of products out there, but you start wanting to do things on your own. I grew up with, my grandparents had a garden, and then I, you know, grew up and we moved to Florida and I was very busy and it's kind of like a jungle down here and there's all kinds of bugs and I never went out in my yard, but then I became plant-based and all of a sudden it's like, well, you know, I think we could grow this stuff. And so, four or five raised beds later in a tower garden, and we've got, I discovered tropical fruits because I grew up in West Virginia. There was, bananas and oranges and apples, and they weren't that great. And, all of a sudden there's all these tropical, just mangoes and, mammays and different kinds of sapota fruit. And it's like, oh, we have to get trees now, So, our backyard has become a bit of our own fruit tree jungle with raised beds. And, as you see, it's like, well, I don't want to buy that energy bar. I want to make it myself. Or I want to, I don't want to buy that granola. I can make it myself. And you can, make it a little bit more healthy. But, you're taking things, a couple steps down the line here.
Thank you. I appreciate that you mentioned all that. And some of our, some of the companies we follow, their success, like Clif and Patagonia, that company doing huge things. They lead with their causes. There's Tom's Shoes and Bombas Socks. And there's companies out there that have, we call them evolved companies. They have these missions attached to what they're doing. And it's not just business as usual. It's business with a purpose. And I really feel, and there's actually a study done, I believe, by an entrepreneurial magazine done that showed that in 7 to 10 years, companies that don't have a social mission attached to them, to their sales and profit and all that, will be sort of dead in the water. Customers are going to prefer, and actually they demand it already. They demand that companies like ours are doing good for the world. So there's the business side of it. I put my entrepreneurial hat on. It's good for business. It's not why we do it, but it's an amazing bonus for any entrepreneur listening. It's really, really fun.
Well, I think the sustainability of a country, or a company, anything, anytime you do something that's not your passion, you're less likely to succeed. I have to say that plant-based nutrition changed my practice of medicine. I practiced 20 years doing regular cardiology, prescribing the same sort of medications, doing the same sort of procedures day in and day out. And it was, becoming cookbook-like, there was not much, weren't making any progress, weren't falling back, weren't getting ahead. And, when we started doing the nutrition classes and cooking for people, and all of a sudden they started getting better, all of a sudden my life is exciting again. And I can't wait, I can't wait to come to work. Can't wait to think of new ways to teach people. And, and everybody's excited around it. It's an energy, a boost to the whole process.
Love it. I love it. And this is the thing with your practice. And I would, we have some incredible plant-based physicians and another cardiologist in our life, Dr. Joel. He's been instrumental in our life, kind of from the science perspective, and how plant-based diets are really, one of the healthiest ways to live. And so he could argue in any debate saying that. And so what you're doing is incredible. You come from a place of credibility. People open up their ears when they hear what you do and what you recommend. So that's why I think it's incredible. And I'm really, really happy to be teaming up with you like this.
Just to, go into the deodorant aspect of things a little bit longer. I don't think a lot of people, it's like, everybody's used deodorant for years. You can throw the standard ones under the bus, the advertised, we all know the jingles, we've heard the regular deodorants, and nobody thinks about it. And so, what scared you about regular store-bought deodorants besides the packaging?
Besides the packaging, definitely, it was the ingredients. Some of those ingredients are no longer suspected to be harmful. They're actually proven when you take them individually, right?
Can you talk about a couple of those?
Sure. You mentioned already the parabens, and there's like propylene glycol is still in some products that claim to be natural, and that is not a safe ingredient. And there used to be, there's all sorts of things from talc to all the polysorbates, and just even triclosan, which is a product that is usually found in antimicrobial or like those. My mind is so blank right now. you know, the creams that you put on your hand.
Antibacterial creams.
Antibacterial. Well, yes, that's so easy. Thank you. And so that ingredient right there, I mean, if you look up some research, current research that's been done on all of those ingredients, they're not a good thing to have on our skin, let alone under one of the most delicate parts of our skin and our bodies. And I'm not sure if you knew this, but I was reading some research because we're in the deodorant world. And of course, I read the research often and I'm sent different things all the time by people. And so I'm reading some research that shows that breast cancers that are found are almost always found in the upper outer quadrant of the breast, which means the part that's closest to the armpit. Now, we're not saying the cause of this is a deodorant at all, but we're saying it's worth more research. It's worth looking into the ingredients that we're putting under there. It's really, really important.
Yeah. Part of breast cancer surgery is usually a lumpectomy and then a lymph node evaluation. And, you know, Dr. Esselstyn will say that, you know, we go for the axillary armpit lymph nodes because they're easy to get. And so treatment is based on whether those nodes are positive or negative, but we also have nodes that drain equally into the chest cavity that we can't get, that we completely ignore. And so sometimes women are given either a false sense of security or usually, you know, that would probably be more of the case, but we don't even know as far as, you know, but nevertheless, these axillary nodes are, you know, harvested and cause all kinds of problems with lymphatic drainage. And, you know, you can only imagine. So if you go and you alter that lymphatic drainage and then you're applying more poisons to the area, can't help and may very well hurt for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as always with science, I mean, more research needs to be done on all of this. But to me, it's really, I tend to err on the side of caution when it comes to these things. And if we don't have to use something with all those ingredients, then why do it? You know, if there's something out there that's an alternative, that's safer, healthier. My dog, I don't mind if my dog gets a hold of it and eats it, or my my child. That's what I'm going to use personally.
And then I guess who knows, if you're on a desert island and you have nothing left but your the best deodorant in the world, you go a couple more days.
Well, our dog has been into it, but I can't imagine it being tasty, but it is definitely safe. All the ingredients are definitely safe. It's definitely worth looking into. And I always encourage people to do their own sort of research and look at what's best for them. But there's definitely a demand. I mean, the demand is growing. We feel it now that we've opened up a company like this. And obviously natural products are definitely on trend.
That's fabulous. And you know, I guess, you know, there's, I guess other beneficial side effects would be, you know, that traditional deodorants cause a lot of staining and things like that, that a more natural product would be washed away.
It would wash away, typically, yeah. There's some ingredients that are the oils that we always say make sure it's rubbed in really well before you put on a shirt or a white shirt, but we haven't had any problems so far, and just use some common sense when it comes to something you're putting on your body and then a shirt over it, like a cream, you know. So, yeah.
And how are you, you know, the other thing that I always like to hear is that your children have been raised plant-based from the beginning.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was just at a nutrition conference, and, you know, when it was in West Virginia, and there's a big problem with hungry children and getting adequate food to them. And the first thing that's often thought of is just getting calories, but not necessarily nutrition. And, you know, we somehow think that, you know, sweet, sugary snacks and packaged goods, you know, are the way to happiness in a child and calories. But, you know, and that just giving them fruits and vegetables would be denying them. On the other hand, you know, we're actually hurting these children from a very early age. And, you know, that plant-based nutrition is great nutrition. It is the best nutrition for all stages of life, not just adults with problems.
Oh, look, I've had 3 vegan pregnancies. I mean, completely plant-based pregnancies, healthy as ever, natural births at home. And my children are super healthy. And also, I mean, if you want to look past the anecdotal story that I'm telling, if you look at what's happening right now, people going plant-based in a really, really healthy way, they are among the healthiest people out there, and they look it. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't even want to get started on the hospital, like hospitals out there and what they're providing for food. When people in hospital need the most nutrient dense foods and superfoods, they're providing the white empty, the white breads and then the sugar that's in some of the foods and the fake sugar too, the aspartame and all of this, zero nutritional value. And so, yeah, and I see it all around me. Now that we're back out east, I see what, no judgment on other parents. I really feel that if parents know better, they do better. But the food-like products that are out there marketed to families and children is just mind-boggling.
Do you have any children in school yet?
No, I'm unschooling our children, which means we're basically, how we call it, free schooling as well. So we travel the world with them, giving them an education. And I mean, my 6-year-old's reading and writing at an 8-year-old level. Like it's not, they're just, it's a whole new movement. If anyone wants to look up unschooling. And so no school for our kids, but that's a whole other podcast.
Yes, it is. And, but, another advantage is not having to deal with the schools and, the nutrition, yeah. The nutrition wars and the
pizzas and hot dogs.
The hot dog parties, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know, it's true. And we want to, actually, that's one part of our mission. We want to help, we have some friends that are doing this in schools, going in and sharing plant-based nutrition and foods and how to do it in schools. And that's a whole other, it's a battle almost, because I was a teacher. I saw firsthand, like I mentioned, hospitals and schools and any institution like that, you have to really, there's a lot of stuff going on that to get them to listen. But feeding our children is feeding the future in my eyes. And also feeding them brain what they get mentally as well, and that's the very reason we're out of school. I decided I was gonna unschool my future children well before I had children. I wasn't teaching in the public school system, and I saw what my fellow teachers go through in the system and what's happening. Our children, it's a broken model, and so. It's a whole new movement happening with all of that, feeding our children what they want to learn versus what we feel they need to learn.
Well, they certainly have science class in your house, right?
Yeah. Well, they do. They have science projects coming out of their ears. It's awesome. And you know what? They when you know this from yourself, I'm sure, and myself personally, when I love something, like you mentioned earlier, when we're passionate about something, we do a better job at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the same with our children. And so teaching them nutrition is really important as well, which our schools our doctors certainly, our medical doctors certainly don't do a great job at, because they don't know themselves.
Great. So going on the website and supporting your campaign, doing pre-sales, we'll look for you on Amazon in the future. What should we do right now to help? And if people want to get involved with, helping the water movement.
That's awesome. We have a private group called the Friends of the Best Friends in the World. Actually, it's called the Best Friends in the World. So that's a private, and it's on Facebook. We feel it's easier. People are there. And then also the website, which is thebestdeodorant.org. You'll find all the information there to connect with us. And I would love people to reach out too to see what we can do for them if they're interested in living, plastic free. Our team is incredible. We have an incredible team of people online and offline that can support anyone who wants to live plant-based as well. And I want to refer people right back to you, Dr. Dulaney. You're doing awesome stuff.
Yes, we can get them off their medications and off their junk food. And of course, we get them back into the produce aisle. There's much less plastic to start with.
That's right. Tell me if you hear this. Do you hear often that living plant-based is difficult and expensive? Do you hear that often?
Yeah, oftentimes, yeah, people will say that it's more expensive. I spend so much money in the produce section. And, you know, one of the things that, that I do with our nutrition classes, we actually go grocery shopping together. And so we go to both a you know, larger grocery store, and then we also go to a local vegetable and fruit market together. And so we learn about, you know, local things, and of course, what to do with produce, and, you know, how to buy in bulk. You know, how to make beans from, you know, eliminate canned goods. That's the other thing that, you know, you can really, you know, when people go plant-based or vegan, you can actually probably up your, garbage, if you don't be careful, I guess, you know, as far as canned goods and box goods and, you know, everything that are pre-packaged. So going back to the produce aisle, buying your own beans, buying in bulk, can really, really eliminate that.
Totally. I love that. Yes. And it's a whole misconception on how to do it. So you just, you said it right there. It's, it can be very simple. So I love that you're doing that.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, quite fun. And then, you know, again, we're starting to have it. It's contagious, you know. I mean, once you've tasted some tropical fruits, then people, you know, want to start to put a tree in their backyard. And, you know, we're lucky enough here in Florida to live in a temperate zone that we can have a lot of these trees. And but, you know, I was just in West Virginia again, and they talked about their farmer's market. And of course, there's, you know, there's peaches and cherries and different, you know, northern fruits, and how to, you know, the food that was provided at the conference was locally sourced. And, you know, it's just kind of opening your eyes and seeing what's right in your backyard can be, you know, amazing.
Exactly. Exactly. Love that. So. Amazing.
Well, it's been fabulous to get to know more about you. I'm going to be headed to the website. I'm going to try out the deodorant.
Thank you.
And, you know, keep watching, because I think only great things can come from this. And it'll probably be unbelievable what comes from your children after giving this experience.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it, Dr. Delaney. Thanks for having me.
I hope you enjoyed listening to the interview with Margot Corey. We'll have links to her campaign funding page for the best deodorant on the show notes. Again, if you'd like to get in touch with us, feel free to email me with questions at Jamie, J-A-M-I, at drdelaney.com. Please visit the website at drdelaney.com to learn about our programs and how we can help you get off your medications, and help you get be the healthiest you can be. So for now, I'll be checking out, and I'll next podcast, I'll have my registered dietitian with me to talk about the Sarasota Veg Fest. So have a good week.